September 25, 2025. Today's reading from Discovery, In Chains for Christ. Opening prayer. Father, thank you for your steadfast love that holds me fast, for your great power that keeps me secure, and for your faithfulness that sustains me. Read Philippians chapter 1, verses 12 through 26. Paul's chains advance the gospel. Now I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that what has happened to me has actually served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. And because of my chains, most of the brothers and sisters have become confident in the Lord and dare all the more to proclaim the gospel without fear. It is true that some preach Christ out of envy and rivalry, but others out of goodwill. The latter do so out of love, knowing that I am put here for the defense of the gospel. The former preach Christ out of selfish ambition, not sincerely, supposing that they can stir up trouble for me while I am in chains. But what does it matter? The important thing is that in every way, whether from false motives or true, Christ is preached, and because of this, I rejoice. Yes, and I will continue to rejoice, for I know that through your prayers and God's provision of the Spirit of Jesus, what has happened to me will turn out for my deliverance. I eagerly expect and hope that I will in no way be ashamed, but will have sufficient courage so that now, as always, Christ will be exalted in my body, whether by life or by death. For to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to go on living in the body, this will mean fruitful labor for me. Yet what shall I choose? I do not know. I am torn between the two. I desire to depart and be with Christ, which is better by far, but it is more necessary for you that I remain in the body. Convinced of this, I know that I will remain, and I will continue with all of you for your progress and joy in the faith, so that through my being with you again, your boasting in Christ Jesus will abound on account of me. Reflect. Imagine being in prison with Paul. How would you feel? What fears would you have? It was grim being in a Roman prison. Inmates needed friends to bring food and warm clothes since none were supplied. They could stay there for years if they weren't high enough up in the social pecking order. Paul's hearers were concerned about both Paul's well-being and the repercussions of his being imprisoned for the gospel. First, Paul makes clear that he continues to speak the gospel among the Roman guard, and his courageous testimony has encouraged other believers to do the same. His top priority is that people hear of Christ and respond to him. His Christian testimony is enhanced, not damaged, through imprisonment. Secondly, he expresses confidence that he will continue to be faithful to Christ as they pray for him, and as the Spirit enables him. Indeed, he rejoices, even in prison, because of these things. He looks death in the face with hope, for on its other side he will meet Christ, even though he believes he will keep working for Christ on earth. So, the Philippians need not fear on Paul's account. He is right at the center of God's purposes for him, and expects to see them again. Through Paul, they will grow and rejoice. Apply. In what ways can you help those around the world who are imprisoned for their faith? Pray? Increase awareness? Give? Closing prayer. Lord Jesus, I pray for Christians who suffer for their faith today. Help them be faithful to you and know your joy.